Pork Chop, can we talk about you and your driving? Well, actually, it's not even you driving. It's your backseat driving. What the heck is your explanation for this? Because, dude.
So do you remember the other day when we went to the zoo, right?
Yeah, we got to go to in Indianapolis, Indiana. We got to go to the Indy Zoo. We got to see the sloths. So we got to see all kinds of cool stuff. It was really a fun time.
One of our fantastic coworkers volunteered to drive. Should I say her name? Is that bad?
Well, I mean, yeah, if she's fantastic, why not point out how good she is?
Emily. Like, thank you so much, Emily, for driving. She filmed us out there. She had the AC on. It was fantastic.
She had the AC on. She's so sweet.
He's buttering her up so much.
So we get in the car, and we're leaving for the zoo, and I'm looking at the time. We left at 1:45, and we had to be there at 2. Mm-hmm. No problem. It said, actually, sorry, we left at 1:40. It said we were going to arrive at the zoo at 1:47. I'm like, perfect, 13 minutes early. So we're driving, like, through downtown, and in my head, I'm like, okay, I would have turned right here, but she kept going straight. And then, like, the GPS had to recalculate, and then she kept going straight, and I'm like, oh, okay, she's probably going to make the next right. She doesn't. She just keeps going straight. And the GPS has to recalculate. And she keeps going. And in my mind, I'm like, where are we going? And now the GPS recalculated. Instead of arriving at the zoo at 1:47, it now it says we're going to arrive at 1:55. And I'm like starting to sweat. I'm like, what the heck? Like, we're going to be late. So my question is, was I wrong? Should I have pointed out and said to her, like, hey, like, where are you going? Like, kind of been a backseat driver? Or, you know, because I did say something to her.
You did? What'd you say? Oh, my gosh.
Eventually,
what did you say?
I was like, hey, like, you're turning right here, right? And then, because she was like, yeah, I wasn't sure if I should have went one more. I'm like, no, we should definitely turn right here. And then, like, we turned right, and then she was about to go farther the other way. And I'm like, no, Emily.
She was going to go around the back way. Here's my thing. In this case, I think backseat driving what you did is sometimes okay, but in this situation, no, Pork Chop. I think you should have sat in the back and kept quiet. She knows where she's going. She's been to the zoo before.
Right, but
she drives everywhere all the time. She's more familiar with the city than you
That's
are.
What I was
of course,
say.
Right. But don't forget, I used to Uber drive, so I know the city well, too. But
what was your rating on Uber, by the way?
4.95.
Wow.
But the thing is, like, I'm the producer. It's my job to get us there on time. And if I'm noticing that the time is getting later and later and later on the GPS because we keep going the wrong way, I feel like it's my job to say something.
Wow. You know, Liv the Web Girl was probably wondering the same thing as I was. If you're the producer, how'd you not produce and remember to get our boss before we left? Because while he was busy backseat driving, he forgot to have our boss come and actually join us. You left our boss at the station. That's a good look for the morning show.
Yeah, I purposely left that part out, Joe.
Is that part of your backseat driving? Hey, we need to recalculate back to the radio station.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Round of applause for producer Pork Chop over here.